Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 14 through 20. Hear the word of the Lord. When they came to the crowd, a man came to him, knelt before him, and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and he suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was cured instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I tell you, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Thanks be to God for his word. Amen. Would you pray with me, please? Father God, on this day, we pray that you would open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up, and may what is said, heard, and understood be pleasing to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, I have to disclose something. Last week, well, 2 weeks ago, when we drew a slip out of the box, it was Janet Jackson that had put that in there. Well, last week I had Janice pull a slip out, and it was Janet Jackson's slip again. She put two in there. Now, I don't like using the word coincidence, so I'm going to use the word serendipitous, which is much more religious sounding. And I say that simply because last week, we talked about, what did we talk about? My mind went blank. What's that?
Context.
But last week, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. And this week, it's all about faith can move mountains. And they're related. I almost wish that they were backwards, and I preached on faith last week, and I can do all things this week, but that's not the way God planned it. So last week again, we talked about how we can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. In Christ, because we can do anything that God wants to be done. So this week we come to hopefully a familiar story to all of us, where there was a father in the community who had a son that had epilepsy. And if you know anything about epilepsy, you know that when a person experiences it, they fall to the ground, they lose all control. And as it says in our scripture today, this young man sometimes would fall into the fire, which is not a good thing. So dad brings his son to where the disciples are. But Jesus is not there. Jesus is up on the mountaintop doing that whole thing. So the disciples say, well, you know what? Let's give it a whirl. You know, I'm sure, you know, we'll be able to cast this demon out. We've spent enough time with Jesus that we should be able to do this. But they didn't. They failed. So then Jesus comes back down and joins the group and casts out the demon. And then Jesus, his disciples privately said, Lord, why the heck couldn't we have done this? Why couldn't we have cast out this demon? And Jesus said, because you lack faith. If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you would be able to tell that mountain, go from there to there. Anybody know how big a mustard seed is? Way small, small, small. What? 2 millimeters in diameter. Thank you, Farmer Tim. Do you know what a mustard seed grows into? A tree. A very large, is it a tree or a bush? I don't know. Doesn't matter. What? Tree. Okay, it's a tree. That small 2 millimeter in diameter seed grows into this huge mustard seed. Mustard tree. Thank you. What would we do without our wives? Grows into this huge mustard tree. And Jesus is saying, if you had that much faith. Now, there's a couple of things to unwrap from this scripture. A couple of different types of faith. Here you had this father, and then even though she's not mentioned, I'm fairly sure that mother had a hand in this too, that brought their child to Jesus to be healed. I'm quite sure that they had tried other ways to heal their son. If you have children, you will do almost anything to make that child better. And everything had failed. So their last resort was to bring their son to Jesus, hoping that Jesus could heal him. Having faith that Jesus could heal him. Now, if this father and mother had the faith to bring their son to Jesus, that means it doesn't matter what we have, what we are going through, that we can bring it to Jesus. That we can have faith that Jesus will hear our pleas and will answer them in his way. Second off, you have the disciples who thought that they could take care of driving out this demon. They had faith in themselves to be able to do it. But they failed. Sometimes we put our faith in someone or something and we get let down. Our faith is not verified. But that's okay. Because then they just waited for Jesus to come back. And the disciples then had faith that Jesus could heal them. So you got Jesus comes down off the mountain, chastises the crowd. How much longer am I going to have to put up with you? And then he drives the demon out. So faith is confirmed. The faith in Jesus is confirmed. And then you got the last part, the famous part, where the disciples say, "Hey, Jesus, we've been following you for so long. We've seen you do things. We thought we had it right. But we didn't. How come?" Jesus tells them, "Because you didn't have enough faith in me. You didn't have enough faith in God to be able to drive this demon out." I believe at this point the disciples did have faith, but they still had doubts. And I think those doubts got in the way of being able to drive out demons. And I don't think it was until they met the risen Christ that all the doubts were gone and they had the faith of a mustard seed. Because if you read on, you see that these disciples went out into the world. They preached the gospel. They healed. They did miracles. Even Paul, wicked, wicked Paul, who was out to destroy Christians, once he met the risen Jesus and he had the faith of a mustard seed, he went on and he did miracles in the name of God. So what does this say to us today? Number one, our faith is going to waver at times. It's just a plain fact of life. We're human beings. We have all of these emotions. We have all of these experiences in our past that come back, and we doubt. And that hurts our faith, so to speak. It weakens our faith. But that's okay, because we have faith in Jesus. We can cling on as tight as we can to the thought that Jesus and God hears us, and we have faith that they, God and Jesus, are able to handle this, whatever it is. To a certain extent, I think when the disciples were trying to drive out the demons, I think they had a little bit too much faith in themselves being able to do it. And I think that's what Jesus is talking about. You lacked faith. You had faith in yourself, but you need to have faith in me. You need to have the faith that I am who I am. You need to have faith of what I did on the cross for you and all of the benefits that come with that. Faith in God and in Jesus. Now, today is Mother's Day. And while I was getting ready, I was thinking about this. And you have mothers and you have fathers, and together that makes children. But it's not Father's Day, it's Mother's Day. So we're going to talk about mom. Moms have to have a lot of faith. More so, I would say, than fathers do. Because they have to have the faith that everything is going to go right and that they will become pregnant. Because let's face it, everything is going on in mom. And then once they do get pregnant, they have to have faith that nothing bad is going to happen and that they will go full term. And there are some couples, especially moms, that have an agonizing pregnancy because they've had trouble in the past. And they have to have the faith that everything is going to go right. And then when the labor starts, they have to have faith that everything is going to be all right for that. And then after the baby is born, there is a lifetime of faith that they need to have as this child grows up, learns to crawl, starts opening kitchen cabinets, pulling out pots and pans, doing all of the things that children do, and they have to have faith that their children are going to be fine. And then the child grows up. They go through their schooling and they graduate from high school. And in many cases then, that child goes off to college. Sometimes it's near. Sometimes they go to Virginia Tech. Sometimes they go to UVA. I'm sorry if anybody's offended by that, but they go to UVA. They go to Ohio State. They go somewhere far away. And mom has to have faith that everything is going to be okay. Because it's a dangerous world out there. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Again, like I said last week, you're only going to be able to move the mountain if God wants you to move the mountain. And I don't think he's talking about literal mountains, because that would just rain too much havoc on the world. Can you imagine trying to move the Blue Ridge and all of the chaos that would ensue from that? But just like last week, we said, I can do all things in Jesus who strengthens me. This week we can say, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me because I have faith in him to do it. Faith is never wasted, even if what you're having faith in doesn't work. Because faith is more than believing in the God vending machine where you take your prayer coin, put it in, pull the handle for whatever it is that you want, and it falls down for you to get. It's only going to fall if Jesus wants it to fall. And if he doesn't, we still need to have the faith that God is working his will. And hopefully one day we will understand. So, Wherever your faith is today, it's a good start. We need to work on getting rid of any doubt or anything that would stand in our way and have the faith of a mustard seed in Jesus Christ. And by doing so, we will take and fulfill God's will here on earth. Amen.